team is sick and tired of the abuse that Kyle Pitts is being subjected to by the media. Mostly guys like me. Maybe not guys like you, but no, I'm telling you, we were joking around about this off the air with a couple of the listeners here at Hooters. They've heard it. And as we said, guys, I just want to get this straight for the 50,000th time. We want Kyle Pitts to kick ass. We want him to be the guy we thought he was when they drafted him. The unicorn, the 20-year-old physical freak, a guy who's going to be so hard to – remember the conversations you and I had back in 20? Carl, the biggest concern is going to be he'll want to get paid like a wide receiver.
That's right.
Well, they didn't even extend him. Remember, guys, they picked up the fifth-year option. Normally, you'd get a contract extension by now. Drake is now waiting for going into year four. So he's not lived up to his expectations. However much you want to say, we've covered this. The two quarterbacks he had out of the four have sucked. You know, Matt Ryan got him 1,000 yards. He's only got in the end zone once, but 1,000 yards. Two quarterbacks that were bums, and now we got a guy we believe in. He did connect with Cousins at times. Unfortunately, Cousins went out the window. You know how that happened. How about the Tampa game? Two big touchdowns. Looking like the most athletic guy on the field. Him and Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell were the best athletes on the field that day.
They were.
But so more of that. All I'm saying is the point I'm making is we want to have this problem of, hey, how do I make it fit in the salary cap? Am I going to franchise tag Pitts? First things first, he's got to work and he's got to earn it. But one thing for sure, everybody on this team is helping him. They got his back. They want to help. You're hearing Michael Penix. Michael, I don't know where how that friendship got forged, but I love
golf.
It. Right?
Golf.
But I love it. But they also, you know, they practice and they train in the offseason. But Penix Jr. has got his back.
Yeah. Michael talked about it. As a matter of fact, he talked about it today, saying that Pitts was the guy to get him into it. And then they started playing. Now, he says, my game's not great. But look, if you're a golfer, and I am, it's about camaraderie. More than anything, most of us suck. Like, we're not on the tour, right? You're just out there having fun with your friends, and you hit a good shot, you hit a few bad shots. But, Mike, that is bringing these guys closer together. And on top of working together, they're building that camaraderie away from the building. I think it's great. And I told you this a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. I think he's got somebody who believes in him. And I think that goes a long way. And I'm talking about Pitts having a quarterback who believes in him and saying, bro, I'm going to get you the ball. And we're going to do some special things. And I don't know if any of these other guys have done that prior to Michael Penix.
And we talked about it earlier. It could be something simple as a guy running over to him after he has a drop or a good play and pumping him up. We saw it with Bergeron today. We saw it with Bijan, some of the other guys on the offensive side. So the team is like, I mean, I said this to you yesterday. It's like almost like they're vested in Pitts. And that's great. Let's hope it turns into something. And then the other side of it is the size, how big the defensive line looks. When Onyemata is standing next to Zach Harrison, I mean, I will say this. I know it's only a small sample size. Today's first day in pads. I want to see Rook just ripping things up and you know, disrupting things in the middle.
Yeah. There was a variety of guys in the rotation today. I was saying
so it's hard to get a look at it.
Yeah, because you really say, like, who's the starters? But understand this. They are going to rotate guys in and out even on that defensive line. It's not going to be one guy's going to be in there every single play and play 65 snaps on the defensive side. But a bunch of guys were in there. And to your point, Mike, you know, Floyd – Khalid, Kareem, they were working with the first team. You're like, I didn't even see Kareem. Zach Harrison, David Onyemata, there's a variety of guys, and including Rook and Brandon Dorlus were on the first team today. So guys are getting different looks and playing with different guys because I think, again, Jeff Olbrich's trying to figure this out.
Right.
It's one thing to have it on the whiteboard or on the video and you're like, this is what I want to do. It's another thing when you get out there and you go, okay, he's really good at this. This is where he should be, and he's really good at this, and this is where he needs to be. So they're figuring it out. While we're talking about Floyd, this is what he said about the intensity of practice, talking about the fights, and he mentions James Pierce Jr.
Mostly I teach him to get back settled down once he get rowdy. I try to bring him to the side and help him cool himself down before he get real crazy with it. But he's a good guy, man. He come out and work hard, man. The linemen just don't like it, you know. The guy work hard, the linemen don't like it. So that's a good thing.
I love that. And he's talking about, you know, Pierce, when you go hard, some guys don't want to go as hard. And guess what? Now you're not making me great. So that causes a rift. And that's why you're seeing, or at least we've seen over the weekend, some of the friction between James Pierce and some of these linemen.
Right.
And Bergeron mentioned it in his interview with Andy Arendi. Like, dude, we're all going to make each other better. But I win some and I lose some. And if you have a guy that goes hard all the time, he pushes everybody. And that's what Floyd's talking about with James Pierce. Let's hear from our quarterback. It's Dukes and Bell live from Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. Mike, he said, you got to have a dog in you. And when I heard this, I was like, what's he talking about?
Right.
He's talking about this heat. being out in it, and you got to have this dog in you to be able to overcome and be able to practice. Listen to Michael Penix.
You got to have that dog in you. Like, I'm from Florida. You know, I've been away for like 6 years. You know, I always say that them 6 years kind of bit me in my butt, you know, coming back here. It's like, man, I'm not used to it, but it's good though, you know, because I gotta be the same person each and every day. You know, obviously being the quarterback, you know, the leader out there, you know, I gotta show those guys, even whenever I am hurt and I am tired, I still gotta go out there and show them guys that, you know, I'm here to practice. And I feel like I've been doing a good job of that. You know, I talked about how DJ been helping me with that as well. You know, whenever he see me tired sometimes, he's like, come on, we need you. You know, just always give me that confidence. You know, but I wouldn't say it feel like a 12, man. It's football, man. I got to throw it to the open, man. So that's all I think about.
How do you battle through? And I don't know if you saw him today. I mean, Mike's literally said he sweat through his shirt. Penix had a long sleeve shirt on out there. You know, I mean, some of these guys are wearing that just to protect themselves from the sun. But it's hot. It's hot.
Today was steamy. I mean, if you're up there Saturday and Sunday, you felt it. I mean, it's been, you know, typical Atlanta. You know, this is Africa hot August here in Atlanta. Now it's July. But, yeah, man, I'm loving the vibe. Everything I'm hearing from Michael Penix Jr. Because, remember, guys, last year we had limited chances to hear from him because it was Kirk's job, Kirk's team, until it wasn't. And, you know, it's just now the more, and again, I'm trying to be as positive spinning forward than looking backwards, but I just wish we had started this guy from the jump and just given him the keys and just had the confidence to draft this guy that the general manager fell in love with and not mess around with it. But, hey, that's water under the bridge. We're going to learn together what this guy's going to be after those three games we saw last year.
Here's Penix, by the way. We spent a lot of time, I think it was yesterday, Mike, talking about Ryan Neuzel, and he spoke to the media, I think, Sunday, after the Sunday practice. This is going to be the guy that he's underneath center, right? We got to get the ball to Penix, and Penix has got to get the ball to the playmakers.
Right.
So he was asked about how Neuzel is doing so far.
Yeah, it's been great. Man, Neuzel works his tail off. He's a great communicator, you know, great center for us. And, you know, he brings it each and every day, too. He always got a smile on his face. And, you know, that's what you appreciate. And, you know, our connection, it's been great. You know, anytime I'm under the center, I get the ball wherever I need it and, you know, and the gun as well, you know. But it's always, you know, always a connection that we want to continue to build each and every day. You know, not just with him, but everybody, you know. But obviously QB center, you know, we're the ones that start to play. So, you know, just continue to build that connection each and every day, and it's been good so far.
He's right. And look, it's, again, not a problem until it is. If Neuzel's not getting in the snap, if we've got, you know, fumbles and all that kind of stuff, it becomes a problem. But that's good to hear from a quarterback who's been working with him, you know, a lot here in the offseason, and certainly Neuzel got his new deal. Are you worried about the middle of the line? No?
No, I mean, they're not worried, so I'm not worried. I'm not going to fret. I said to you yesterday, I'm not going to fret about McGarry. I worried about him as a blindside protector, but they're obviously confident that he can do the job. And McGarry has looked good, you know, what we've seen him out there. There's been some load management with him as well, as you mentioned.
I think, guys, again, this offense, and when Penix put the pressure on his team saying we should have one of the best, if not the best, offenses in the league, I think that's a big step. He's got a lot of confidence, and he should. We're going to find out Thursday what things look like, and we'll be back up here at Hooters Mall of Georgia on Thursday. Chris is coming up with the night show. Again, Braves back at it tonight. We'll see what happens. And do you think this Marcell Ozuna deal gets done before the deadline?
Like, I mean,
or is it going to be Thursday?
I think it's going to be one of those last-minute deals. We're going to find out probably right before the clock ticks. Was it 4 o'clock on the deadline?
On Thursday, yeah.
Yep. So I know we've heard the Padres have been listed and mentioned, or 5 o'clock on Friday. We've heard the Padres mentioned. We've heard Buster Olney. I mean, I love when these guys go, they're very close to, well, no. Well, so what? That's not a story. You just tell me something. Okay. We get, 36 hours of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
But I hate to lose. I'm going to talk about Marcell when I clear my throat. But, yeah, man, I think he's got to go. I would move Iglesias. I just don't know what you'd even get for him at this stage.
I don't either. Hey, man, big shout-out to all of our listeners who came out, just hanging out with us here at Hooters. If you have not had a chance to come through, we got our regulars and people who make it all the time, and we love you guys. And then people who just stop in, Mike, and we'll be back here on Thursday. Hey. We're going to be back here a couple of days next week as well. So if you don't have an opportunity today or over the, you know, Thursday, come back next week, man, and come hang with us.
This is the Taj Mahal Hooters. This is the model for the new Hooters.
Yeah.
If you saw the video of, like, the bum rush of the senior citizens at the Villages north of Orlando at the Hooters in the Villages, I was just, one of our buddies works for Hooters. He says they literally had a record opening at the Villages.
It's crazy.
I mean, these guys were like, give me a pitcher of beer with a Viagra floater. I mean, it was just out of control down there. But this is the Taj Mahal Hooters. This was literally the spec model for the brand-new Hooters. Come and join us on Thursday.
Robert, shout-out to Robert, who works for Pepsi. He was in here early when we got in here, and he listens all the time. So I want to give him a shout-out because I know he's probably in the car. And Steve Mantinelli, man. Get well soon, all right? We know you're gonna have surgery next week.
The bionic Steve.
Yeah. We got nothing but love for you, man, and we're here for your rehab. I mean, I'm not going to do it for you, but we'll be cheering you on.
Right.
All right? Hey, man, we got to get out of here. Big O, let's clear our throat. Hey, man, thanks to all of our guests. If you missed any of these interviews, go online, odyssey.com. You can hear all of them and subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You'll hear all of our segments, guys, all of the content, and you get notified as well. So make sure you subscribe on odyssey.com. All right, tomorrow we're back in studio. Thursday we're back up here for camp. We got a lot going on tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you want to know the man behind the man, you need to tune in tomorrow. Big guest coming on in studio. We're going to tell you more about it. Make sure you tune in starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow. All right, Day-Day, great work up here as always. Executive producing Slim, on-site engineer. Appreciate you, brother. And back at the studio, Big O. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way. Turtles got the night show. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, that could have been the last home run for Marcell Ozuna last night at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. If so, I love this guy's swag. Yes, it wasn't always pretty, and there were some incidents off the field, which kept him off the field, unfortunately. But I always thought the guy was a leader in that clubhouse. The teammates love this dude. And for the better part, especially last year, as they were grinding to make the playoffs and just make the wild card, this guy basically put his team on his back. You know, and he did that for basically the first half of this season. He did kind of cool off of late. But I'm Ozuna from the Braves. Never judge a book by the cover. Hey, man, ye without sin, you can throw that rock. I've always enjoyed watching this guy play, and I hope he has a chance to make a run with another team, hopefully in the second half.
That's a good point. Hey, we talked to Leonard Floyd today. You don't need to be too old, but you don't need to be too young either. Floyd brings experience, and he brings a level of confidence to these young edge rushers. Talked about working with them and what he brings to this team. Leonard Floyd won a Super Bowl. He knows what a good defense looks like. You need guys like that on your team, Mike. Youthful exuberance, right?
Right.
That what we're getting from James Pierce and what we're seeing from other guys on this defense, but you also need vets. When you get that mix, you get a really good defense, and that's what I'm hoping we get this upcoming season. Hey, join us tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Chris has got the night show. Stay right here. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you suggested your wife try topping, and she smacked you in the face.